Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Pajemski the steal. Pajemski on the break. Stops the foul line. Hand off to the trailer. Jackson Davis in an awkward spot. Over to Klay Thompson. Another three. Swish! Klay Thompson having one of those halves. He's got 19 just like that. 5 of 9. 4 of 8. 5 of 5 shooting. Brandon Pajemski looks like he is going to be our guy. Get the headset on for us. And Brandon is sliding the headset on. Hey, Brandon, you can hear
Hello
us.
There.
How are you?
What's up?
Hey, this is Tim and Tom. And Brandon, first of all, congratulations on your first NBA regular season. What do you think?
It's been fun. I don't think I quite reached the 82-game threshold yet. I think I've only played maybe 70-some, so I'm still a rookie. But I got a couple more games until I've graduated from that. But I feel really good. It was a really good season. Some downs, some ups, some adversity. And I think me and Trace did a good job of, you know, fighting any battle that came our way. And here we are on April 14th, and we're going to the play-in.
Going to the play-in. And tell me what you guys were thinking of. What was the vibe like before this game? And what you wanted to accomplish in this game?
Yeah, I think it was just to win, focus on us. That's all we could control. And then, obviously, halfway through the third quarter, we checked the scores, and L.A. was up by a good amount, and so was Sacramento. So it just made the most sense to, you know, rest the guys that are going to play a lot of minutes on Tuesday and get the young guys and some of the guys who don't really get minutes in there to get them, feeling comfortable because, you know, it could happen. They could end up playing, too.
Brandon, what do you know now that you didn't know your first game?
I got so much potential that I haven't unlocked yet. I've seen spurts of it. I've seen flashes of it. But I have so much more to offer in the coming years. So I like to look at that as a positive and a bright side for me. After the old guys retire, us young guys want to keep it rolling.
Where do you think you've made the biggest strides this year?
I think understanding how to play with Steph, Klay, and Draymond. I think I've made a big stride in that area, but also earning Steve and the coaching staff trust, knowing what they're going to get out of me each and every night I'm out there, and just playing a role. I think, like I mentioned earlier, that a lot of these guys that get drafted in the first round have always been the guy and gotten all the shots, gotten all the minutes, and never have had to fill a role besides that. And I think that's part of my journey where I've had to do that in multiple places I've been. So to not be the guy and having to play a role, I think, is something that I'm really proud of.
Well, the biggest compliment I can pay is you make winning basketball plays time and time again.
Now, I appreciate that. That's what I'm out there to do.
All right, Brandon, congratulations. We look forward not only to Tuesday, the play-in game in Sacramento, but also watching you the rest of your career.
Yes, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Brandon Pajemski, our post-game guest. 7 points, 9 rebounds in 22 minutes for Brandon Pajemski as the Warriors get the win. Pick up their 46th win on the season. Pajemski finishes a plus 12 in his 22 minutes. No surprise there. We'll come back. The State Farm postgame show follows these words on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Every game is over in the association with the exception of one. 3 minutes to go in the game between Los Angeles and New Orleans, and it is a 121-101 L.A. lead, which is why I've been saying that it's going to be the Warriors in Sacramento, because coming into today, if the Warriors won, which they did, Sacramento won, which they did, and the Lakers win, which they look like they're going to win, up 21 with 2:47 to go now, then the Lakers would get the 8th seed, Sacramento would be the 9th seed, and the Warriors would be the 10, which means you go play Sacramento. So that's what it looks like. And then the Lakers will just stay in New Orleans because they'll play the 7-8 game. So
that's wild. I was saying Phoenix might stay in Minnesota, but they're not going to stay there a whole week. But they are going to open with Minnesota.
Right.
It's going to be I was a little surprised by that, although maybe I shouldn't be. I mean, when Phoenix gets it going and Beal plays well, then they're tough, and the whole West is tough. And I'm a little surprised by the Lakers doing what they did to New Orleans. And in New Orleans, this whole thing's been, the West has just been nuts.
Yep.
Absolutely nuts. And we're not done. We're just getting started.
Just getting started.
Just getting started.
Man. So what do you think?
Oh, I mean, it's tough, right? I think
it's basically game seven again.
Game seven again.
Warriors at
Sacramento. I think the Warriors have a great shot against Sacramento. They're not at full strength. No Monk, no Herter. They haven't been playing great basketball anyway. So, and the Warriors have been better on the road than they have been at home. So I like their chances there. In fact, I think they're probably going to be favored in Sacramento. Lose that, you're done, obviously. You win that, then it's either L.A. or New Orleans after that. But, it's going to be fun. I dig it because it's the NorCal-Sacto Warriors thing.
Right.
And it's neat. We saw it last year, and it was, I mean, those seven games were just so much fun to do. Just the passion from the fan bases and the teams.
So many connections.
Yeah, and the way they played. It was just really, really cool. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun. The style of play is fun when those two teams play each other. You got Curry and Fox going up against one another. Sabonis going up against Draymond Green. And that could be a game. You talked about this last game. That there's going to be a game where they're going to need Looney.
Right.
That could be one of those games.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because he plays Sabonis very well.
Yes.
He plays him very, very
well.
And
he makes Sabonis pay a little bit for not paying attention on the defensive glass.
Yeah, he's very
good. Sometimes. I mean, yeah. Sabonis is a great rebounder.
But
every now and
rebounder.
Then, you know, he might get caught somewhere and Looney makes him pay.
Yeah. But, look, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think the more time Sacramento and the Warriors play in the postseason, it just kind of adds a little bit more to the rivalry. And I think it's really cool.
You went from, when did they move to Northern California? 1986? So you went from them to last year without ever facing them in the playoffs. Last year was really the first year where both teams were pretty good in the same year.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, now you're setting up this rivalry for, and unfortunately, it's only one game, but unfortunately, one of the teams has to go. And so, you know, I think this is it's great for basketball in this area. It's great for the NBA in this area.
Well, not only look, if you win that game, you're not in the playoffs yet.
Right.
But you get two – in two consecutive years, you get the Kings and Warriors playing an elimination game.
Yes.
So that's fun.
Yes, exactly.
You know the building's going to be going bonkers.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they're going to be going bonkers. It's going to be loud there. So the environment is going to be fantastic, and that's a good thing for basketball, no doubt about it.
So,
but how about the top? The top went from, it's going to be Denver, Minnesota, OKC, to almost completely flipping. Like, out of nowhere, OKC gets the number one seed.
Right.
And then Minnesota goes back to they were the two. They're like, hey, we're the one. Oh, dang, we're the three. How'd that happen? It went nuts at the top. And then the bottom kind of, I mean, Phoenix snuck in there and got that sixth spot because they have the tiebreaker on the Pelicans. And now the Pelicans have to play in a play-in game. The Lakers were looking at having to win two play-in games. And then the Pelicans beat the Warriors, so they had a chance to sneak into that eighth spot, and they got that done today by beating the Pelicans on the road. So, yeah, it's been wild the last week or so, and today was no different.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny, the all the hand-wringing and everything about, you know, situations, where are you going to be, and then it ends up this way where they're in a game where, you know, it's a building they're very familiar with, an opponent they're very familiar with, and it just sets up great drama. Like you said, second year in a row, they're playing an elimination game. I think it's great. And again, I think it's great for the league.
Yep.
And I'm really looking forward to it.
I think it's cool for the fan bases.
Yes, it's great for the fan bases.
It's great for the fan bases because there's a little bit of a rivalry, but you only really get that rivalry when you meet in the playoffs. That's when you get it. And as you said, they just haven't. But last year started that, and this isn't the playoffs. It's a play-in, but it's still an elimination game to try to get to the playoffs, to give yourself a chance to get to the playoffs. So it's a very meaningful game. It'll be intense It'll be intensely fought, and then the fan base will be going crazy too. So, no, I'm absolutely looking forward to that game. It's going to be a lot of fun.
What do you think some of the keys of that game are going to be?
Well, I mean, pace is always critical in that building. And I thought last year they did a good job of, like, kind of controlling the pace. Sabonis is someone that they play pretty well. I mean, he can't bully them the way he bullies some teams, like especially with Draymond. Draymond guards him as well as anybody. Now, if you're going to have Draymond guard him,
right,
then who's Trayce Jackson-Davis going to guard? So that'll be something that Steve's going to have to figure out, okay, because they will go, I'm sure they will go with, where they're going to go with Sabonis, Murray, Harrison, Fox, and Ellis. So, you know, it's almost like if Trayce Jackson-Davis is playing, then he's got to guard Sabonis. But maybe you have – well, you can't have Draymond help off of him because you have Harrison Murray out there shooting threes. So that ain't going to happen. So it's going to be interesting to see the way they match up with that. Maybe that's not a heavy Trayce Jackson-Davis minutes game. Maybe that's a Draymond 5 game where Draymond plays 5 in that game quite a bit. Just let him match up with Sabonis that you said does such a good job on him. But it's one of those things where, you know, you got – two of the best point guards in the league going at one another. But I always felt like with that team, the way they play and in that building, you got to be very cognizant of momentum and how it's hitting you, and then shot selection and the crowd going crazy. You don't want to feed into the kind of the frenzy when they have things going there and take bad shots and turn the ball over. That can really lead to your demise in Sacramento. So that's always kind of a key for me when you're playing there, is it's such a rabid fan base, and the way they play leads to, like, big runs. If you just kind of feed into it, you can't feed into it.
Yeah, it's really going to be I think it's going to be so much fun just to, you know, you go up there and you know, really nice people. We know the yep. The broadcasters are great people.
Great fans.
Yep. It's just awesome. So the Western Conference seeds go as follow: Oklahoma City 1, Denver 2, Minnesota 3, LA Clippers 4, Dallas 5, Phoenix 6, Pelicans 7, Lakers 8, LA Lakers, and then Sacramento 9, the Warriors are 10. So there you go. That's 1 to 10. What a, boy, just a bear.
I mean, just a gauntlet. Yeah. And that's why I've been saying, and I've been pretty consistent with saying this over the last, you know, 2-3 weeks, maybe month, is that when I look at the Warriors, and I know when they play the way they can play, they can compete with anybody. But they've really, because of some of the losses they had early in the season, and maybe even some of the ones midway through the season, I don't know if they've chosen it per se, but they have a tough road. I mean, the road is extremely difficult. It's play on the road, and then play on the road to get in, and then play on the road against OKC,
right,
and then go from there on the road. Because that's it. Last year, it looked like they were going to have to play games on the road over and over, but because the Lakers upset Memphis in the first round, they actually got home court advantage and then lost to the Lakers in the second round. But this year, there's no way of that. You're always going to be the road team, which may not be a bad thing for them this year since they played better on the road. And I wanted to bring up something, too, just while I'm thinking about it. Maybe it's not a big deal. Maybe it is. But if I'm New Orleans, even though I played better on the road this year, am I real thrilled that I had to play an extra road game this year? I mean, when it comes to playing games,
right.
Like, I mean, it's not – We talk about things being even, and they're not even, and maybe you could say, well, fair has nothing to do with it. Who cares? I'm down with that. I'm okay with chaos. But if I'm a team and a team beats me out by one game to get in the playoffs and I got to play in the play-in,
right,
and they had an extra home game and I had an extra road game, I'm not going to be real cool with that. I'm going to be like, wait a minute. I had to play an extra road game here. What's up with that? So anyway, but look, you win – New Orleans wins a game. They're at home. You're in. That's going to be a heck of a game, and they're going to have all the motivation on their side. Not that motivation will be a huge thing, but they're going to have a little bit of a chip, being that they got pummeled today, at home in a game that if they won, they wouldn't even have to worry about any of this, and they got hammered by the Lakers. They're going to have another shot at them on Tuesday.
Now, Anthony Slater of The Athletic has tweeted out that it's Warriors and Kings Tuesday night. We're not sure of a time, 9:10. Winner goes on the road to face the loser of Lakers-Pelicans on Friday.
Oh, that game would be on Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what, according to Anthony Slater, okay. The winner of that second playing game would then go on to play Oklahoma City on Sunday.
It's a rough road.
It's a rough road.
You just want to be there. You want to stay on it as long as possible. Stay on that road as long as possible. And so, yeah, look, you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself. Win Tuesday. Win in Sacramento. And then let the rest kind of sort itself out. But, again, each of those teams have their challenges. But Sacramento's a big enough challenge. It's going to be hard enough winning in that building. And, again, I like the Warriors' chances. I do think they're going to be favored in that game. Just because Sacramento hasn't been playing great lately and losing, I say, Monk and Herter, and not to discount what Herter brings to him, but really it's Monk. I mean, Monk just gives him another ball handler, another playmaker, another scorer, another guy who can just get, and it's scorching hot, and kind of carry your team for 4 or 5 minutes. So that was a big, big loss for that squad. But hey, you always know Fox can go for 40 at any moment. Sabonis can throw up one of those 25, 15, 12-type games, and Murray can hit 7 or 8 threes. So they're going to be formidable. There's no doubt about it.
It's going to be a tough game. You're on the road against a good team in a hostile building. And by the way, upcoming broadcast brought to you by Ticketmaster. The play in the West will be on Tuesday. L.A. Lakers are in New Orleans. That is a 4:30 start, West Coast time. And then 7 o'clock with a tip, Warriors in Sacramento.
Nice. So, and you know.
You'll be there, right?
Absolutely, I'll be there. Are you kidding me? And you know the Kings don't want to end their season twice with the Warriors winning on their home court.
Right.
I mean, because that's exactly what it would be.
If you think they don't like the Warriors now, if the Warriors were to win there in this fashion,
oof. Oh, man.
Wednesday, the Eastern Conference has Miami and Philadelphia playing at 4 o'clock West Coast time. Atlanta and Chicago is playing at...
I don't care. 6:30. I'm skipping it. Don't care when that one tips. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and just skip. I'm going to fast forward that one.
Now we have a phone call. That was Nikola Vucevic calling you. What do you mean you don't care?
Don't care. The other three I want to watch. That one, I'm going to miss that. I'll skip that one. But, no, it's going to be fun. It really is. I'm just hoping to get one win and then go from there. But, now, everybody knows I'm not big on the play-in game, but the games are going to be exciting.
They're exciting.
They are exciting.
And you know what?
Without, it's an elimination game.
Without the play-in game, we wouldn't be talking. I'd be telling you, have a nice off season.
you absolutely would.
Yeah.
See you next year.
Yeah,
everybody.
Exactly.
Thanks for coming.
Be thanking RC Davis for not strangling me over the course of the year, but you know.
Oh, it's not like he didn't try.
He didn't. Yeah. Mike Krupicki's back there holding him back.
He showed me his plans.
Yeah.
He was never able to implement them.
Tom Tolbert being interviewed on Dateline.
Yep, exactly. He just seemed like he was a little off. I got to tell you.
Oh, I think it's time goodness. Now. I think it's time.
It is. So I will see you in Sacramento.
In Sacramento, yes.
And we'll all jam in there. Jam and squeeze in there.
Oh, I love it. Love it when, you know, but there's four of us in there, and you all have to exit the same way in a very tight space.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if one guy has a small bladder, everybody has a small bladder.
No, exactly. So. Well, I have noticed I'm able to kind of jump over the thing a little bit.
Yeah.
Very carefully.
Yeah. I was worried that first time you did it. It was like, whoa.
You made everybody just a little scared around there.
Yeah.
Very carefully.
What is this guy doing?
Because the ball could go very, very wrong.
Oh, man.
I will see you Tuesday, Tim.
All right.